First up today is the travel news. In Travel Writers Radio News this week, United Airlines is reportedly to build a private terminal for high-paying business class passengers at Los Angeles International Airport to beat the crowds. These high-yield passengers will get a limousine ride to the airport and be whisked to the private terminal for check-in, seat allocation, as well as a private security screening. There is a cost, apart from the business class fare. You'll need to be a private terminal member, which is expected to be about $4,500 a year, although CNBC has reported that United will include private terminal access on some ticketed fares to and from LAX to Hawaii, London, Singapore, Tokyo and Sydney. Richard Branson has now opened Virgin Hotels in USA, but plans to open one in Edinburgh, which he says is his favourite European city. The first Virgin Hotel opened in Chicago in 2015. Virgin San Francisco will open this quarter, and there are plans for others in the next 2 years in Dallas, Nashville, New Orleans, New York City, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Silicon Valley, and Palm Springs. Branson's wife is Scottish. His grandparents were from Edinburgh, and Virgin Hotels will take over the India Building, erected in 1864 in Edinburgh's Old Town. It's a UNESCO World Heritage site. The hotel will open in 2020 with 225 heritage-style rooms. Aeroplane etiquette has come under scrutiny in the latest Expedia survey, which says Australians like a window seat, but they worry about how to get to the toilet if the fellow passenger on the aisle is asleep. The survey also finds passengers worry about whether to recline their seat and when to do it. According to Expedia, most Australian passengers refrain from waking sleeping neighbours, preferring to undertake a difficult and risky exercise to clamber over them to get out. Then there's the problem that if the snoring passenger wakes up in the middle of it, it's not a good look. One of Melbourne's most iconic restaurants, Pope Joan, run by Chef Matt Wilkinson, for the past 8 years in Brunswick, will shut down on June 24. Despite having 5 years left on his lease, the landlord gave Wilkinson notice that the site was being developed into apartments. Apart from a holiday, the chef and his family are taking a long overdue break, and they plan to focus on their pie shop next door, which is unaffected by the development and specialises in a quirky range of homemade, savoury and sweet pies. Starting July 1, you won't be able to have your glasses on for a passport photo. The Australian Passport Office says the move is designed to strengthen the integrity of our passports as far as matching more accurately without glasses. Some exemptions may be granted for medical reasons, but a medical certificate must accompany the application. IHG, that stands for Intercontinental Hotels Group, has announced it will open 8 new hotels at resort destinations in Thailand. More than 2,000 rooms will be added when new hotels are built in Pattaya, Rayong, Phuket, Khao Lak and Khao Samui. They'll be branded either Holiday Inn, Holiday Inn Express or Staybridge Suites, with the first to open this year and the remainder being rolled out through 2027. Meanwhile, the Thai capital Bangkok will see two of the long-stay apartment-style Staybridge Suites of 303 and 400 rooms. They'll open in 2019 and 2020. That's Travel Writers Radio News for this week. I'm Graham Kemlow.